there.
Hello.
Do we by any chance have a member of Runrig on the end of that there phone?
Yes, you do indeed. It's Callum here.
Hello there, Callum. It's great to have you guys. Have you just pulled over in a lay-by there?
We have, yes. We're just en route to Newcastle.
I reckon you've just passed by Alnwick, haven't you?
We have, yes. I haven't really been taking stock of where we are exactly geographically, but I think we're about 30 miles away, somewhere like that.
Okay. We've had a stack of questions come in for the band. It's amazing, actually, how popular you are on this station. So it's nice that you could take the time to talk to us. And we know that there's a lot of people from the forum who have been tuning in just to say hello. Can I ask the most pressing question, first of all, Callum?
Yep.
Is there a new album due?
No, well, we're just still promoting the last album, which is a year and a half old now, so it's still very much part of the show, and that's the essence of what we're doing.
This is your first tour for how long?
It's been continuous, really. So the album came out, we brought it out, and we did a big show a year last August on the banks of Loch Ness, and we've been kind of touring on and off since then, really. So this is our second time to England, so really looking forward to this week.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement in just our region about Runrig coming down. You're a phenomenally popular band here in the border areas, Newcastle and the market towns around Northumberland. What do you think is your enduring appeal? You've been going now for a heck of a long time as a band. Loads of bands just fizzle out in a couple of years. What's the secret to Runrig's success?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We enjoy doing it. We always have done. And I think the day that leaves you, you would stop doing it. So it's been a great journey. We've thoroughly enjoyed it, and we're enjoying it now as much as we ever did. And I suppose we've done it differently to a lot of other bands. We've gone at possibly a slower pace, and we've taken the audience along with us through the years. But the audience has been fantastic. They've stayed with us, and really looking forward to the audience in Newcastle tonight. It's always special.
How does it feel to be on the road? Do you know what we're going to play next? We're going to play Road Trip after we've spoken to you. How does it feel to be on the road? Is that something that you really look forward to?
Well, being on the actual road is something you can do without the process of getting from A to B. But I guess the reason you do it is what you experience when you get to your destination. And for that couple of hours every night, it really is special, and to engage with an audience and to have the privilege of bringing your music to an audience and sharing that emotion with them is something very special indeed.
I was having a look, Callum, at the book The Flower of the West. Have I got the correct name for it? It was an incredible book.
That's right. We brought that out a few years back. It's the official songbook, yes.
It's an incredible book. It's really beautiful. As songbooks go, it's a beautiful piece of work. You've got all the photographs there and explanations about what a lot of the songs are. Now, we've been asked, what's the chances of a follow-up to that? Because I think it took you up to 1999 and Donnie leaving. Is that right?
Yes, it was about that time. There was a lot. It's a big project for us. And possibly, you know, when the right time comes along, we'll maybe think of doing something, maybe possibly differently. But that was a project we really enjoyed and got a lot out of. And we wanted to do something a bit different, not just an ordinary songbook, but to provide the lyrics and a bit of background information, anecdotes and other stories too, and present it in a certain kind of way. So we really enjoyed that.
I think in that book and in some of the history notes that I've read about Runrig, is it true that as a family, your own McDonald's left the Western Isles for Skye in 1962? Is that the correct date?
My own personal family, yes. Yeah, my mum and dad, yeah, that's right.
Now, that's one of the things I noticed in the song lyrics and just the feeling of a lot of the songs, songs like Morning Tide. You talk a lot about the longing for being back in that place, or about the memories of those beautiful places.
Uh-huh.
How big an influence have those child experiences been on your songwriting, would you say, Callum?
Well, huge. I think anybody involved in the creative process draws, you draw on everything from your life, whatever your life experience is, whatever it happens to be, and that happens to be Rory and I's experience and where we grew up and what surrounds you and all of that detail. So it's inevitable that that'll play a huge part in everything you do.
The old Gaelic communities, would you say that feeling of community still exists in Skye and on the islands like Uist and so forth?
Yes, absolutely. It's, I suppose, like everywhere in the UK or anywhere in the world, it gets less and less as global influences kind of spread and move into these kind of peripheral areas. But yes, there's still pockets of Gaelic culture that's very vibrant and as it has been, it stayed, you know, largely the way it was. Thank goodness that still exists. But Gaelic culture, like small cultures anywhere, is generally under threat, yes.
Well, I was going to ask you about politics, because obviously politics has changed Scotland somewhat in the last 10 years. An awful lot's happened, not least devolution.
That's right.
I'm not going to ask a really heavy question here. I'm just interested, do you think that things have changed significantly? Have the big issues, if you like, gone away a little bit? And if not, what are they? Are they still there?
We don't do politics in Runrig anymore, because we lost two of our members to the political process. So we've got one that's an MP now, and Donnie, who left to stand for Parliament. So all the political discussions have stopped now. But Scotland's, yes, it's. I think Scotland's still basking in its honeymoon period of devolution, enjoying it, I think, and it's gone through. It went through the initial honeymoon period, and then it kind of settled in. But now I think there's a very positive feeling for having your own decision making close to you, and I think it's working very well. It'll make mistakes, like every parliament will, and any process will. But generally, it's working very well, I think.
I've had a good listen to one of... It makes me laugh when people refer to your new singer. Your new singer, he said...
I've been doing this for years.
How long has your new singer been with you for?
Well, he's over a decade. And then it gets passed on to Brian, the keyboard player, and people say, well, you've got a new guy in now, another new guy. So, and Brian's been there for 5 or 6 years, so... No, there's nothing new about us.
Well, I'm going to play a couple of the new tracks. If you like, well, one of the tracks that I love in your newer repertoire, and you have got some repertoire, I have to say, as a band, it's incredible how much a depth there is to the Runrig catalogue. Clash of the Ash. I just,
all right.
You know, I saw the video on YouTube, and I thought this could have been a really early Runrig Cayley Dance Band song.
Yeah, well, that was the kind of feel we wanted to get on it. It's a song that with a bit of humour, you know, and a bit of social comment, and very particular to Highland communities and the sport of Shinty is. I don't know if many people are too aware of it down in this part of the world, but it's a kind of wilder form of hockey. It's the Gaelic field sport played in Ireland and Scotland, and it's a humorous, fun song.
I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I particularly like the video to that. The Clash of the Ash, it must be a big thing there up on the West Coast. Are you a player?
I used to be. Not a very good one, but I used to when I was a student, yes.
Well, finally, Callum, because I know you've got to get to the gig to soundcheck, what kind of treats do you think the Newcastle fans can look forward to tonight?
Well, it's we'll draw on a lot of older material and from the new album as well, but we hope there's a lot of variety, and we hope people have a good night out. In fact, we'll guarantee it, there you are.
And what's the... Do you have a plan, a five-year plan, looking ahead for Runrig?
No, five-year plan, gosh, we can't count that far. No, we've never, ever We've never, ever thought of things that way from the day we started. That's possibly why we're still around. We, you know, like a good football manager, we just take the one game at a time, really. Enjoy what we're doing. If the music that we're performing and singing, if we feel it's relevant and we've got something to give and audiences appreciate it, then that's just good enough for us at the moment, and we move on from there.
Will this be Bruce and the band's first trip to Newcastle?
No, I just can't remember when we played Newcastle last couple of years. But no, Bruce has been there quite a few times.
Callum MacDonald, it's been absolutely wonderful to speak to you. And
it's been great. It's been interesting. It's not that easy to hear you.
No, you've
done the traffic, so apologies for that.
Well, it's great that you could pull over just south of Alnwick on Route 2, the City Hall. I know that all the Runrig fans who've been getting in touch with the programme today and who are listening all over Europe have been wanting to pass on their best wishes and
thanks
to say, keep going. They love the live shows. Have you got a message for the fans out there?
Oh, just thank you for listening. And those of you that are coming tonight, you know, we look forward to seeing you. Hope you have a great night.
Okay, Callum, thanks very much for joining us here on Lionheart Radio.
Thanks a lot. Thank
Bye
you.
For now.
Bye.